Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys, and maybe for the first time in years, all four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
Doing good.
Great.
You guys sound excited about that.
I'm happy to be on the show with Russ again. I've missed him.
That's been a while.
Well, thanks. Well, thank you.
Anyway, how's it? So we got Russ, Matt, Mike, and myself for another exciting episode of Sports Talk with three stupid guys. This week, we're going to pick all our Super Bowl bets, all our stuff going on, but it's tightened up the race for the end of the series season because last week, or 2 weeks, was it last week there were games? 2 weeks ago?
Seems I can't like, remember. Seems like forever ago, doesn't
it? Somebody was 5-1, and that was this guy. Me. So it's 176 for Mike, 176 for Russ, 175 for Matt, and Jack at 168. So with a good showing here, I could come from worst to first. And win.
You could win it all at the end.
Win it all. Yeah, win it all. So talk about some news going in. We had the Rams officially in Los Angeles with the Chargers agreeing in principle that they could join them later on whenever they wanted to. But then that came out.
That came out the minute you got back from San Diego. So
when I got back from San Diego, I got the news while I'm sitting around. I see on Twitter, I get a little update on Twitter, and I go, and I can't say what I said. I was like, oh, man, I go, that is such BS, blah, 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 blah. And then not more than 20 minutes later, you get a news that the Chargers are going to remain in San Diego for the 2016 season. So you had that you're dealing with. This was a crazy, crazy day because I was going to do a video because people have been doing things about your letters to the, you know, their response. And I was going to do a scathing one with Mr. Dean Spanos, but I decided after I heard that, I said, okay, I'll back off. For now.
For now.
For now. I'll be a nice guy.
I felt that it was pretty conspicuous that you left. You were gone for a whole show. You're in San Diego, and then all of a sudden the deal's brokered.
Deal was brokered. It could have been me. I'm not saying yeah. I'm not saying I was involved in it, but it could have been me.
I would say, I mean, you're the, at least for me, my circle's pretty small, but you're the biggest Chargers fan I know. So,
yeah, there's actually bigger Chargers fans than me, but I'm pretty diehard, I would say. I'm pretty loyal to my team, and I had made myself convinced that it didn't matter if they would stay there or not, but the more I got out there, the madder I was getting because you'd hear, you know, you hear just different stuff, and you're like, because you listen, I listen to sports talk every day, and everyone kept saying it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why would you go there and be the third favorite team in LA, even though the Raiders wouldn't even be playing there? They'd still Chargers. So it didn't make sense, but hopefully something can get worked out, and the Chargers will stay, and everyone will be happy, and the Rams can have their place, and the Raiders can go do whatever they're gonna do, and I don't know. It's all good. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I, you know, I was happy.
Mike,
care to yeah, come? It's all nonsense. I don't know. It seems all crazy. All the what they're doing, Rams, Raiders.
Well, they came out and said in 10 years, each team will probably make $300 million profit just from the television revenue. Profit from just the television revenue. So it's not like the Chargers are gonna break the bank going to L.A. It doesn't make sense. It's just the whole thing. You could be top dog in San Diego or like eighth in the list in Los Angeles. You got the Dodgers, the Angels, the Kings, the Lakers, even the Clippers, the Rams. The Raiders are popular there even though they don't play there. USC, UCLA. The list goes on and on and on where San Diego, it's a chart. The Padres and the Aztecs. Maybe the Aztecs are second right now. I don't know. But anyway, I was happy to see that, and that made my day for at least.
I just wanted to say that I felt like this our podcast actually got renewed when I found out the news. It's like, oh, we're renewed for another season.
I probably still would have done the podcast, but I would have been probably bitter and cranky each week.
It's like when The Walking Dead goes bad, right?
Yeah. The last 2 years, it's been like, you're hate watching and you're hate podcasting. But so, we had to, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I just was going to say, for listeners of the show, you can join us on our Walking Dead podcast after our sports season gets done. And Jack was discussing beforehand that we're planning on trying to do this as a regular thing afterwards, after we're done with the football season. Maybe like a every 3 week kind of thing.
Maybe every 3 weeks we'll do. We're thinking about doing a top 10 quarterback census. You know, not for the whole life, you know, history of NFL, but maybe like current, like 1990 on best teams, best running backs, best defense, best player, best something. We'll make a top 10 list out of something, and then we'll talk about whatever the news is in all of sports: baseball, basketball, football, hockey.
Yeah, because we got March Madness coming up.
March Madness.
Talk about that a little bit.
We can talk about how the Montreal Canadiens have become the Titanic.
I'm in mourning.
Come on, let's face it. Your Royals won the World Series. Do you really need a Stanley Cup championship too?
No, I suppose it's good to share.
Sharing is caring. But I did want to talk about the two games we had. First, we had Carolina versus Arizona in the NFC Championship game, and that was not a game at all.
No, there's not much to say on that one.
That was just when I guess they're calling Carson Palmer the new Jake DeLone because he was so bad.
Heard about that.
Yeah, I feel bad for him because it's his biggest game he's ever played in. Mm-hmm. And he had probably the worst game ever. Maybe. It was a terrible game.
Mike, did you watch it or just the highlights of that one?
No, I was taping it, and then you were sending me updates of the score, and I said, all right, I guess we'll be watching this.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did. Well, it was such a letdown after watching the Denver Patriots game I don't know if Jack listened. I'm sure Russ didn't listen to our podcast when we made the picks. We never had Russ's picks, by the way. Just want to bring that sore subject up again, Russ. But anyway, I sent them
to Mike.
I think you sent them privately to Mike, but if you had sent them to the group text, then maybe I could have. I don't know. We held it together, okay? We battened down the hatches last
week. I heard, and it was one of the most listened to podcasts in the history of Sports Talk with Threes. It's second currently on the list.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Second,
you're welcome, America.
Highest rated podcast with just Mike and Matt. The M&M, boys held the podcast together.
Good thing I made Colleen cut out the part where someone spoils The Force Awakens. So.
Oh, wait, you mean the part where...
No, we don't need to go there.
No. So Mike spoiled The Force Awakens.
Right. Well, anyway, I might have spoiled the Arizona-Carolina game because I think on that podcast I mentioned that if Carolina goes up 14-0, like, Palmer's not going to do anything. Like, he's not going to be able to come back.
And you were spot on.
What? I mean, once they went up 17-0, I was like, yep, done. Put a fork in this game.
I was actually at a Mexican restaurant watching it going, oh my God, my God, my God. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, boom, boom. Every time I looked up, I go, did they score again? Jeez, Carson.
Yeah.
That was just kind of a letdown. But the big game, Manning, even though they always say Brady, the quarterback versus quarterback, but they never play against each other, which is always funny. They never actually physically play against each other. It's just they're on the field. What I took out of this game, and I'll be honest, anyone outside of Pat's Nation thinks Tom Brady is the biggest whiner and complainer in football. Am I right about that? Yes, no.
I don't know if I've said that exactly.
All right, I've said it. he's always looked for flags. He whines and cries about calls and stuff like that. But this season, I don't know if it was Deflategate that changed him, but I noticed the change. He didn't, when he would get hit this season, he never got up and didn't look for a flag or looked to the ref and yell at the ref that I saw. Not like in the past where he just said, I'm Tom Brady. That guy just messed up my hair.
To be fair, it didn't stop the receivers from looking at the refs.
No, I kept track of that
on Twitter. That was my fun.
No, that was fun. But in this game, Tom Brady got hit. In fact, at one point I thought, is that the Chargers playing with the offensive line and that's Rivers getting smacked around? And yeah. I'll be the first one to say this. Tom Brady, as much as he got hit, which I think was 20 times he got hit,
he
got
stacked. Most hits all season by quarterback, the most since 2006.
Yeah, he got beaten up. I mean, they were letting I think they forgot it was Tom Brady.
Well, he did say right before the game, he said, "I really want to see that mile high skyline." So I think that was overheard at the coin toss.
Which he did, and he was just
Game for. I do give Tom Brady a lot of credit for that game, and I knew they were going to come back and get that touchdown. I don't think anybody doubted that touchdown coming. I think it was the 2-point conversion that I thought when that didn't go. I just didn't feel the two-point conversion, them making it. But had Belichick kicked it on 4th and 1 and not pushed it on lost that first 4th and 1, he could have kicked the field goal and had time enough to possibly go down in March and get another.
Well, I know there are a lot of Patriots fans were complaining about the coaching job of Bill Belichick, and I got to say this. Obviously, I'm not, you know, one of the things I was going to use, talked earlier, I was going to use a video to smacking Dean Spanos around. And I was going to say that, you know, that since Spanos bought the Chargers, they've had 7 playoff wins. Well, New England, during that same span, has been to 8 Super Bowls, winning 4 of them.
And they've been to 10 AFC Championship games. In
10 AFC Championship games in 15 years. The Chargers have been to 4 AFC Championship games in their history, and 2 since Team Spanos bought the team. So I was going to bash them with that, but I decided not to since they decided to stay there for another year. So I, as a fan outside and someone who's going to say, you know, Belichick obviously has an asterisk next to his name, but I think he's – I don't want to spoil our top 10 list, maybe best coaches of all time. But I'm not going to question what Bill Belichick does. I'm just not going to do it. I know the Patriots fans were out there bashing him.
I think it's unfair to bash the kicker because that kicker was golden all. And you know what? You miss one – you miss that extra point. They had a lot of time from that first missed point. But I did call that on Twitter. Once they missed that first point, I said, game. That's it.
Well, one thing with the Patriots, the reason they're so successful is when someone makes a mistake, the coach, the team, somebody picks them up. You've seen it in Brady. He's had terrible games in AFC Championship games and terrible playoff games. Yet the team picks them up. That's what good teams do. So it just didn't happen that game.
Well, I think it goes to show every point counts, every game counts. Because had the Patriots won in the last season against Miami's
Dolphins,
I mean, they laid over and laid a big, huge, fat egg, and that cost them the AFC Championship game. Because it would have been played in 20-degree weather, in the snow, in New England. I just don't see Peyton Manning winning that game there.
Plus, you had Patriots fans, the Patriot players were sucking wind. I mean, his legs look like they were hurting because he's probably out at the club the night before, allegedly. I'm just guessing. I'm just goofing around. But
hey, well, he's Johnny Manziel.
I want to thank Bill Belichick for joining us in the chat, so you could sign off now. You're not going to get criticized by Jack tonight. You can rest easy.
Is anybody in the chat? I don't see anybody in the chat.
Yeah, Natalie.
Becky, and Natalie.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. Well, why am I not seeing the chat? Anyway, I can try that. So, what'd you think of the game, Russ?
Well, I didn't get to see much of it because I was actually on the ice, but I heard it was a good game. I kept getting updates and everything, but I wasn't getting any updates on the other game because it was just done from the beginning.
It was done.
How was the sentiment in Carolina there? Were there a lot of, like, cars being tipped over, burned?
No, I mean, our like, scorekeeper's, like, crazy for the Panthers. He's driving me nuts.
Oh. Oh. But you're still sticking Chiefs, right?
Oh yeah, sticking Chiefs, and you know, I'm actually hoping that Denver can pull it out and you know, let Manning ride off in the sunset.
Right off in the sunset.
Happy trails to you.
Until we meet. Do you know if there's is there a over and under for Peyton Manning nationwide commercials during the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Nope. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nobody wants to count that.
I shouldn't have thrown that ball that time.
Oh, man. So we have a lot of picks. Should we start?
Yeah, let's get going.
Oh, before I forget, before I forget, yes. If you enjoy this show, like so many other podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack and help support us any way you can. You can listen to Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, The Amazing Race, Survivor, The Ramblecast, The Leftover Podcast, Downton Abbey, and
Binge Watch.
And
you can get everything
last
on the whole
podcast list still out there. In the whole enchilada.
Battleship.
Which that is what I subscribe to. I subscribe to the whole enchilada and I just get everything. So,
yeah. And, or you go to blogtalkradio.com and just find us there.
Yeah. Don't say anything, Jack. I just have a quick question for Russ and Matt.
Okay.
Do you know any states that start with WY?
Yeah, Wyoming.
What about you, Russ? You know any?
Just Wyoming.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, Jack, do you know any?
Wyoming. Hey, if you go on the Facebook page, I posted something that said the correct pronunciation, and it said Wyoming. So it depends on who you talk to there.
I'm going to have to look at this video.
I think it says Wyoming.
Yeah, you also believe that if somebody tweets something twice, it's true.
It is true.
So,
but if you go on our Facebook, did you go on our Facebook page? Did you go on our Facebook page?
I saw it. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet, okay? This car trouble thing, this guy.
Obviously, I never like to be on the same side as Taff, but we both said Wyoming.
I thought you were a little crazy.
But is that because Indians can't pronounce the letter G?
Whoa.
No, we're not going there.
I don't even know. Well, I guess that's a fair question from you, Russ.
No, I'm being serious. Like, I think there's certain letters that they don't pronounce. It's kind of French. There's certain letters that don't pronounce.
Like X isn't really pronounced in French.
It was Indians that named it. I did look it up. So if you listen to that podcast, it was a Married Man podcast, which I forgot to announce on the host of podcasts out there.
Well, but Mike did the perfect tie-in. So you can double check out the whole Wyoming.
You can double check it, but if you look, because then Matt put another thing that said it was Wyoming. And I said, unfortunately, I posted mine first. Isn't that how we determine? It's not like the Democratic Caucus where we flip six coins.
You
finish first.
I guess your name is on the Jay and Jack Facebook group, so I guess you can kind of call it as you see it there.
I win. Be honest with you, I don't care. I did say on the podcast I've watched shows where people buy these cabins and stuff in Wyoming. And I'd like to live there. It's a beautiful country.
It's one of the least populated states. No, that's North Dakota. Sorry.
Well, it's still not very populated, so I figured couldn't offend very many people.
It's like in the bottom three or four. I mean, I think it even has less people than Alaska.
Well, that was my rant about why does Iowa and New Hampshire get to decide who becomes president first?
You think we should all just go right at once?
No, we should start with the bigger states where the people are. Because if you don't win, if you, like I said, you come in second, or you know, look how many people have already dropped out. Oh, I didn't win Iowa.
maybe they should do just two states at once so that the little guys can have a say and the big guys can have a say. Because this is the whole thing with the House of Representatives that you know they debated about it because they wanted equal representation for population versus you know, each
air. Anyway, we should probably get to these picks. It's already 10:16.
It just said air, not error. It doesn't pronounce the O-R.
Okay. So it's
it also
it's
says I-N-G.
Wyomair?
Yeah, Wyomair.
Wyomair.
Airy.
Hey, I call it whatever I want.
It reminds me of the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler episode from Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago where they were doing the Jersey talk and the Philadelphia Tina Fey was like saying, water. She's like, what are you saying? Water?
Water. Water. Hey, we're all Americans, and we can just say it however we want. If you get offended by it, I mean, I was.
That's a popular thing to get offended by things now. I hear that draws in a big audience.
There's a thing about it where I grew up in Claremont, you know, San Diego, but just community I grew up was Claremont. So a thing called Claire Monsters. I better say it the right way before I get more heat. And there's a thing on Facebook where people are upset about being called Claire Monsters, and I'm like going, I don't care. I just didn't get the, and people were upset by that. So there's a whole thing. People are going, why are you upset about it? Because I am.
Yeah.
We live in a world where there's things that we just need to move on.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
We have a similar debate in Indianapolis about caramel or Carmel.
It's caramel.
Well, that's what, it's caramel. It's spelled the same way as caramel. It's caramel.
It's caramel. Like
the Carmel. Makes it sound really fancy.
Speaking of moving on, why don't we move on to our picks?
Jay likes to call it caramel, which I throw.
Where's the extra A?
I have no idea.
I can understand caramellos. That's an actual food.
Well, I think he's trying to be an elitist.
So is Russ. He wants us to do these picks because he's got something to do.
What do you have to do, Russ?
Movie.
What movie are you gonna go see?
The Leonardo one.
Okay.
Oh, the Reverend. Are your parents taking you to that one too?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Reverend, that was filmed in Wyoming, wasn't it?
Actually, believe it or not, I think it was filmed up in Canada.
But is it supposed to be Canada or is it supposed to be America?
Actually, Canada back in the day is pronounced Kanata.
Kanata.
Are you kidding me? Really?
All right, I've never heard it called Kanata.
You say Kanata, I say Canada.
Well, that's how the Indians pronounce it, and they were there first.
Okay, Kanata. So next time I'm on an airplane and I'm flying fancy free, I'm just gonna say I want a Canadian dry, and then just really lay it on thick and see what happens.
I'm sorry, we can't serve you that.
I think there's certain things you're allowed to say on airplanes, and that's not one of them.
The TSA would have you thrown to the ground, and this air marshal would be like, "Don't say it again! Don't say it again!"
You arrogant. Anyway,
I was joking.
It's Kanata, right.
It's Kanata, eh? Kanata. All right. So next.
So first for up, week 21, the final week, I'll save Jay some work.
It's the final countdown. I forgot to text him, by the way. You know, he's in Atlanta.
Oh.
So
hot Atlanta. He said it was hot.
All right, so first up we have the coin flip. Who will win the coin flip?
Oh, what are our totals? Mike, is it Mike and... No, I didn't think
he already said him.
I already said him.
Oh, I'm drunk.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Da-da-da-da-da!
This is a great song by Europe. Love them. It's one of my first bands.
You know what? They used to be called Europe. back in the day, the Indians pronounced it Europe.
I like the commercial better.
All right, I'm going to go with Denver winning the coin flip because is Natalie in Seattle still in the chat room?
Oh.
She left after the Europe thing.
Oh, okay, because I can't get in the chat. I don't know why. I have the feed. I've refreshed it. But I'm going Denver wins a coin flip. Russ?
I'm going with Carolina.
And unless I say differently, all these picks are worth 1 point. All the correct picks are worth 1 point.
1 point.
Matt, you're going with?
Denver getting the coin flip.
Denver. I'm hoping Hillary Clinton, I hope Hillary Clinton goes there and gets 6 for 6 in her coin flips. What are the odds? Have you ever flipped a coin 6 times and had it land your way?
She'll probably get 6.1. Come on, it's Vegas.
That's true. Next up we have...
She'll probably want to submit her answer by email first, though.
but it's... Don't worry, it's not
That's a touchy
official.
Subject.
Here. It's not official.
Okay. Yeah, she can do it on her email now. It doesn't matter.
Heyo, this is Politico Talk with three stupid guys.
heads or tails.
Just remember, don't pronounce the ing.
No.
Okay.
He or tail.
Now, which one is it? Now you sound like buckwheat off the.
Okay. All right.
You guys have lost me. Isn't it Mike's choice?
No, it's Russ's choice. Heads or tails.
Oh, it's Russ.
Mike took Carolina.
Heads.
Heads or tails. You're going heads.
Oh, we had to say heads or tails. Sorry. Yeah. I said Denver.
Oh, no.
No. That's what, we're on the next one.
Oh, jeez. Where does time go?
The second of 45 picks, Matt.
I'm just not even going to take notes, and I'll listen to it later. I'm taking heads.
Taking heads. I see we have three viewers.
Hey, I don't think Mike got the pick.
He said Carolina.
Carolina.
Okay.
I like when people
argue. I spent 2 hours studying the heads and tails history and the Super Bowls.
I think he just said Carol. I don't think he pronounced the INA.
Okay, Russ, you got a movie to go to. Go ahead, Mike.
Never mind. I'm going tails.
He had a whole theory on that. You trumped him there, Russ. You trumped him.
Russ wins.
You trumped him.
Yeah, don't trump Mike too many times.
I'm going to go heads because it should land on heads 53.5% of the time.
Yep.
I just made that up. Sure. Let's see. Good. First team to score, Denver, Carolina, and Matt, you're up first. Defense, it's just scoring. It doesn't matter how they score, who's the first team to score.
Who's the first team to score? I'm going with Denver. I'm with Denver to score.
All right. Mike?
Carolina's going to score often, so I think they score first and score often. Carolina.
Let's see. I have Denver winning the coin flip. I think Denver scores first here. And I'm going to say it's probably their defense that scores.
I'm going to say Carolina.
Carolina. Before I go on, anybody, a lot of talk about Cam Newton. Anyone have a problem with Cam Newton in this group?
No.
But they just don't like it. A lot of people don't like him. I personally don't get it. I've seen, obviously, Phillip Rivers is pretty mouthy and hyper. Brady has been known to get. I don't get what this hate towards Cam Newton.
It comes from the same people that hate the Finn character in the new Star Wars movie.
Okay.
All right. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay. That's what I figured it was, but
yeah. I don't see the problem. I mean, sometimes maybe if he smiles too much, you might think he's being arrogant. But you know what? A lot of people smile. And I love the fact that they always hand out those footballs to kids. It just makes me smile.
Because, you know, how many kids – I think it was a Merry Man show. I said, how many times in the history of football has anybody gotten an NFL football from a game? Because it used to be you got fined. If the ball went in there, they'd actually beat you up to get the ball back.
Yeah.
You had to give the ball back, and they've even tried to keep Cam Newton from giving the ball to the kids. But, jeez, NFL. I have no problem. For the record, I have no problem with them either. I like the guy. Let's see. So we all got that. Next up is Matt. Mike, is the first score going to be a touchdown or field goal?
Let's go with a touchdown.
Okay. I'm going to go field goal. Russ?
Field goal.
Sweep it. Oh, wait. We can't. Because he picked a touchdown. I'm picking field goal. Apparently Natalie also likes Cam. So I don't know if that was one of our picks. Do we have to pick if we liked Cam or not? Was that
no?
Is that affected by the Super Bowl?
I just listen to a lot of radio and I go, why do people hate this guy? He's too cocky. I go, but he's having fun. It's supposed to be a fun game.
He seems pretty genuine to me.
Just because Peyton Manning and Eli Manning are statues out there and don't really show any emotion, which is fine. I'm not criticizing them for that, but I've seen said Tom Brady goes and gets in people's faces. Phillip Rivers does it. You know?
And if you read enough media, apparently Peyton Manning loves Cam Newton too. So there you go.
Back off. So
he thinks he's the face of the NFL franchise for the next 8 to 10 years.
Only problem I have, only thing I worry about Cam Newton, even though he's big, is he's a running quarterback, he's going to take a shot one of these days. But he has a strong arm. He has he has the arm and body to be a pocket passer too, but that would take some of his game away. But anyway.
He is one win away from becoming the first quarterback to win the Heisman, national title, NFL MVP, and Super Bowl.
I know. It's incredible.
That's pretty cool.
And a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking guy. He's got a great smile. He's got a great personality. I love his commercial with the kid, where the kid's like, "So you think I could be? I could take your job?" And he's like, "What? Your mom would like me? Have you seen that one?" It's like a couple years ago, where the kid's like going on and on. He's like, "No." But
that's a good one. Yeah. And apparently, that's why he named his kid Chosen. It's because of all of this great stuff. I don't know. Yeah. I think
he didn't want the kid to have the same name as him, I think. He didn't want to be a Cam Jr. That's what I heard.
But there's a lot of other names out there, right?
Could move to the next letter after C. Damn.
Or Ham. You could have changed the name to Ham.
I would have named him Wyoming.
Wyoming. That's Wyoming me. Newton. Yeah. Well, at least he didn't name him Fig.
As a parent, and my last name was Newton, my kid's middle name would be Fig.
Fig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do it because I don't. What do I care?
Sir Isaac Fig Newton.
There you go. Next up is worth 5 points if you pick safety. Will there be a safety? I'm going to say no. Only worth 1 point. But if you say yes, it's worth 5 points. Russ.
No.
No, not taking any chances, huh, Russ? It's kind of gutless. Matt?
If we don't get it right, then we get 5 taken away, too, don't we?
It's either 1 or 5.
Yeah.
It's either 1 or 5? That's right?
If there is a safety.
I'm picking yes. Yes, there's going to be a safety. Sure okay. There is. It's going to be and off Mike, of Manning.
Off of Manning.
I'm going to go yes.
Yes. Next up is worth 1 point. Will the team that scores first win the game? And it's to Russ. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, the team that scores first. So if whoever scores first, we can just turn off the game.
Oh, I see.
If they score first, they win.
That's a good one. I'm going to say no.
Okay. And Mike?
It is absolutely yes. Looking through the past history is definitely yes.
Aww. Well, since Mike went through all the time, looked through the past history, I'm going to say no.
History's meant to be broken.
All right, this is for Matt up first. Winning after the first quarter, Denver or Carolina?
Ooh. Carolina.
Carolina?
We got Carolina. I'm going to go Denver.
I think Mike's all in on Carolina.
Blowout.
Homer. Russ?
What was it?
Winning after the first quarter, Denver or Carolina?
Carolina.
Okay, winning after the second quarter. I'm sorry, winning at the half.
Winning at the half. And is that me?
No, Mike's up first.
Oh, sorry.
Carolina. Just keep going. Carolina, Carolina, Carolina all night. Carolina,
every answer. I'm going to hedge my bet and go Carolina. Russ?
Carolina.
Denver.
Denver.
Denver. Yeah.
We haven't had a sweep yet. Rolling along here. Winning after the third quarter, I'm up first. I'm going to say it's going to be Carolina. Okay. Russ?
Carolina.
I'm going to pick Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
And Mike, Carolina?
He just didn't want that sweep yet. So, yeah, Carolina.
Carolina. Okay, this one is worth 5 points. Will we have overtime? And Russ, you're up first.
No.
No overtime. So it's 1 point. If there is no overtime, if you choose overtime and it happens, you get 5 points.
Overtime points. Unfortunately, history says no, and I'm going to go with the no. Okay. Sorry.
I think we have potential here. We have potential. It's up to Jack. I'm going no.
No.
Say it, Jack. For the first time tonight.
Sweep it! You know, because the problem would be if we had overtime. Say we had overtime and Denver gets the ball first and they score a touchdown. People are going to be ticked. They'd have to change the rule to where both teams get the ball whether they score a touchdown or not, wouldn't they? Because people would just be furious that one team
got it. That's true.
It'd be ridiculous. So Mel, almost to have some drama in the offseason, I should root for overtime and for that to happen. But anyway, we won't do that. Who's up next?
Matt,
total TDs in the game by both teams.
Oh, wow.
Total TDs.
Total TDs.
You have to do some math here.
One, two. I'm going to say five.
Five.
That's a big number. I know.
Mike.
I'll go even bigger than that. Six.
Wow.
Well, Mike, yeah. He's all in on Carolina, I can tell. He's like blood in the water.
They put up 49 against Arizona. What are they going to do against Denver? But Denver is a much better defense.
Denver has much better defense. That's why I'm going with five. Russell?
I'm going to go five.
Five.
Wow. Mm.
All right, total field goals in the game, and Mike, you're up first.
Let's go with two.
Two. Two field goals? I'm going four. I'm going four field goals. Russell?
Four as well.
Four as well, copycatter. And Matt.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm gonna go you guys went four. I'm gonna go five.
Five.
Five. Just throw those field goals around.
All right. Most yards by quarterback, Manning or Cam Newton, who has the most passing yards? And I believe is it me? I'm going to go, if it's me, I'm going Manning.
Wow.
Russ?
I'm going to go Cam.
Cam. And Matthew?
I'm going Cam, too. I think Denver runs it more.
There's only one Cam, so who's the second Cam you're talking about?
What?
You said I'm going Cam, too.
Oh, yeah, Cam, too. He's on sequel.
Sequel? Sequel.
Called Cam 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Cam 2 is from Wyoming.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
He plays on the only Native American team.
Yes.
And it's not even part of the NFL. They're actually a rogue.
He learned to play his ball up in Kanata.
I'll say Manning will barely get 150 yards, so that'll be easy to beat for Cam.
So no sweep.
No sweeps.
If Cam Newton was from Canada, would they call it Camada? would they change it to Camada?
No, they didn't call it. They didn't change it to Bebenend.
No. Well, they sent him here.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Canada. next up is Russ, first receiver to catch a pass, either team. Who's the first receiver?
Like the name?
Our name would be helpful. For either team.
Oh, man, that's...
What about if it's a running back that catches it?
First receiver to catch a pass. Receiver, not a tight end. Oh, we can. You know what? To make it easy, first person to catch it. First person to catch a pass. Receiver, running back, tight end. I don't have to deal with this. So let's. It's only one point.
Is Olsen playing?
Yes. Why wouldn't he play? It's worth one point.
I'll say Olsen.
Okay. Matt.
I'm gonna say Ted Ginn.
Ginn
Jr. Ginn. Okay. Is it Ginn? See a Ginn.
It's a gin in Wyoming, but it's gin in everywhere else.
Okay. Hopefully he's not a genie that wipes them all out, but sure. I'm going to go with him. Ted, the gin man, gin.
And Mike.
D. Marius Thomas.
Oh, that's an interesting, yeah.
Actually, Mike stole mine. I'm going with Thomas.
Wow.
I was going to go with Sanders, and I changed it to Thomas.
Well, sweep it.
Team with the most penalty yards. And this is Matt here first. So
it's got to be Carolina.
Carolina.
I mean, the refs are going to try to give this to Peyton Manning. I mean, it's the 50th Super Bowl. He is like football's chosen boy, you know.
Yep.
Goodell wants to send him off into sunset with a hat and a sheriff.
Well, because if he wins this one, then the talk comes back who's the greatest quarterback in the last, you know, 20 years, because Peyton Manning has beaten Tom Brady three of the last four times.
Yeah.
So
I would go with Alex Smith.
Okay. I guess we can always discuss that when we get to that.
Yeah, we got to top 10 quarterbacks of our generation. I'm sure Alex Smith will come up in
our 12-part retrospective.
Top 10 quarterbacks to play the last 3 years in Kansas City. And Alex Smith comes in third.
Oh man,
I'm picking. He's a San Diego boy.
I'm going with Steve DeBerg there in top three. Oh wait, you wanted my pick, Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. I'm also going Carolina. And Russell?
Carolina.
It's a sweep. Will Manning retire after the game? I'm gonna make this 3 points. This is a 3-pointer.
Oh.
Mike, you're up first. It doesn't have to be after the game. Well, I guess we have to know, don't we?
Yeah.
Will he announce it after the game?
No, we'll way off scoring this episode. He waits like 5 weeks. We'll hold off on our total scores.
But if they do win the Super Bowl, so you say, Peyton Manning, you've just won the Super Bowl. What do you do next? Have hip replacement surgery at Disneyland.
I mean, he could say it up there holding the trophy. He's like, I'm done.
I'm done, and then he kind of keels over because his hip is out of place.
And all of the growth hormone is just kind of seeped out.
Because he did say he needs hip replacement surgery after the season. Now, I told my wife, I said, what's the big deal? They told me I needed shoulder replacement surgery and have yet to have it done. So, well, I was too young. So I think he's too young to have hip replacement surgery. Because after you have it done, you have to have it done. It's not permanent, so you have to have it done again. So.
Oh, it's like getting your tires balanced on your car.
Exactly.
Just don't.
So, Mike, I think you're up first.
Yeah, I say Peyton retires at the end of the third quarter when he gets benched for Brock Osweiler. So I'm going to go yes.
Wow, he will retire. So, yes. So it's 1 point if you say no, 3 points if you say yes.
Oh, 3 points if you say yes.
I'm going to say no because there's no way he decides after the game, before our next podcast, will he say anything.
Yeah.
And Russell?
I say no.
Okay.
I'm taking the no as well.
Because if he does, here's another thing. If he does retire, he's going to go sign a dollar contract, one-day contract with the Colts and retire as a Colt. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure exactly he's going to do that.
That's what all the big stars do. Masao did it with the Chargers. LT did it with the Chargers. They come back, go, yeah, I'm glad I can retire as a Charger. I'm glad I can retire as, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's stupid, but that's what they do. Next up is me. Team with the most rushing yards. I'm going to say, that's tough. I'm going to say Denver because I think Carolina's going to have a tough time running on that Denver front. Russell?
Denver.
Matt? What are we picking?
Most rushing yards by – who gets the most rushing yards in the game by
– Oh, yeah. I was going to pick Denver for that.
Okay. And Mike?
Carolina all night.
We get it. You're in love.
How many interceptions does Peyton Manning have? Russ, you're on the clock.
I say one.
One. Mm. Matt.
Man. I think Patriots got lucky. I'm going to go with one as well. Patriots being lucky that they didn't get one. Or wait, unlucky? I don't know. Go figure. That game was there's some weird stuff, but we're not going back to that. You can catch the earlier part of the show for Patriots.
Going forward.
You guys being way too nice, Peyton. I'm going to go to three interceptions here.
Mike's really clearly smitten by Carolina because, you know, it is the closest team to where he lives that can win a Super Bowl. in the next 5 years.
Well, Russ and I should be all over him.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to go with zero because he's not playing the Chargers in the playoffs. Ooh. So I'm going zero.
He is. Hold on to it.
Matt, you're up next. Cam Newton's interceptions.
Well, if Denver has a chance of winning, it's got to be more than one. So, but I'm just going to pick one interception.
Mike?
I'll go with zero.
I'm going two.
Hmm.
If Denver's going to win this game, and they got to pick up, they got to get some turnovers. Defense has been winning the game for Denver all year. I'm saying they continue going that trend. Russell?
I'm going to say one.
One, okay.
All right, good spot.
I think Tlaib is good for one.
Yeah, and an eye poke, an eye gouge. Denver fumble, how many fumbles will Denver lose? Not fumbles, but how many will they lose? Mike, you're up first.
Let's go with three.
Three fumbles?
Wow.
You have three interceptions and three fumbles?
One of them will hit.
All right.
These are fumbles lost. Not it's fumbling the ball. They can recover it. That doesn't count. It's fumbles lost. You're still going with three?
It's going to be epic collapse. Epic blowout.
I'm going to go.
We've had way too many close games in the Super Bowl recently.
Okay. I'm going with one. Russell?
One.
And Matt?
I'm going to go with zero, just to be weird. And, yeah. I think Mike forgets the last time Denver played, because that was a little bit of a blowout, right?
Yeah, it was a big blowout.
Yeah, it was pretty much over.
That's just about 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. He probably just caught the highlights, guys.
It was the greatest offense
I'm
ever.
I'm never going to forget that, Mike. Never going to forget it.
Next up is, I think it's me, Carolina fumbles lost. I'm going to go with two. Jitters. It's first Super Bowl ever. I'm scared. I'm nervous. Russell?
I'd say one.
One. Okay. Matty? I know you don't have to be called that, but...
All right, Jackie.
I like your reactions. You were looking down. That's why I said it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Your reaction is classic.
I'm picking one as well.
You forget, I can see what you and Mike are doing. Russ, I don't want to know what he's doing. The other two I can see.
Probably pants off because he's getting ready.
We have five viewers now. Hey, welcome, five viewers. I can't see your chat, so you can insult me all you want. I don't care.
Tucker joining the nonsense right now.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you joined after I said something nice about Tom Brady?
Yeah, it was way back.
How many more are left?
25.
About 12 more, 13 more.
Good.
Good. Okay. Well, we don't want to rush you. How many more?
Thanks for showing up, Russ. Thanks for showing up.
Two.
And notice, there's no delay.
It is pretty nice. You sound crystal clear.
Thanks.
If you got an internet service that was from this century, it could be like this, Russ.
Yeah, there's little gerbils running it.
Yeah, whatever works for you. That's all that
you
matters.
You sound 5 years younger. This whole time, I thought you've been 50.
You know what it
years
was? We played a playoff game last night with six players, so I'm feeling young again.
Plus, you reffed all weekend.
Yeah.
It's a rough life.
All right, on to the next pick.
And I've cut down on that extra piece of cheese on the cheeseburger.
There you go. That's a start. Because Russ always goes when we're getting ready for hockey. He always gets out this like a ginger ale. He's trying to say that it is healthy. And well, these what are those called? The
combos.
This is healthy. I go, yeah. Other than a carrot, yeah, I'm sure that's pretty healthy. But those combos are pretty good. I can't lie. Does either quarterback not finish the game? Russ, you're up first. So either quarterback, for whatever reason, gets taken out, God forbid it be an injury, or they get taken out because they're just not performing well, or they're up by a big, large margin, and they give the backup quarterback a chance to play. The quarterback has to play every down possible. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, he does. One quarterback does not finish the game, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Matt.
I'm going to say every down.
Every possible down they have to play.
Whew, that's a tough one.
If they get knocked out, they get knocked out once.
I'm going to say yes then, cuz you know, I could also see Cam getting rattled.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's a sprinter. I mean, Denver, you know, what is it? You know, when you knock Cam out, you might win the game. So
exactly.
I could see some Talib kind of named people.
I don't know. I heard a report that Carolina was signing Sorgi just for this game, so that might make them second guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to knock Cam out to have Sorgi come in. Mike.
Yes.
I'm saying no. This could be Peyton Manning's last game. I don't care if they're putting an IV in him. He has to come out with a rascal. He's finishing the game.
Well,
he actually ran around the field in that Patriots game. I'd never seen him run like that before.
He ran fast.
Yeah.
Which upset me because I go, he looks like he's faster than me. And that just that upset me. I know I'm old, but I should be able to beat Peyton Manning in his big forehead in a race.
Okay, next one.
let's see. Matt, you're up first. Who wins the game outright? Carolina or Denver? Who wins this game? Super Bowl 50. 5-0. Are they finally getting rid of the Roman numerals, or is it still doing Roman numerals? It's 50, isn't it? They finally said,
50.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going to knock this Roman numeral crap out because most of us can't figure it out.
Is it my pick first?
Your first pick.
Okay, all right. Well, what game are we on? I'm a homer. I'm picking Denver. So I gotta pick with my heart and not my head. My head says Carolina. I think that they'll probably win it. They have
Is Natalie still viewing?
I think she is. I think she's stuck with our silliness.
There you go.
So
Mike.
I think Peyton Manning gets five touchdowns here, rides off to the sunset with a Super Bowl win. Nah, I'm going Carolina.
I don't know. I don't know why. I really think Denver's going to win this game. I have no idea why I'm picking Denver, which I should be against Denver because they're in my division.
You have no idea why you're picking Detroit all year either. So
I know.
Good point.
Hey, what about Megatron retiring? He's just 30 years old.
Wow.
Any thoughts?
Detroit is a lovely place. they made Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson retire early.
I think you watched the movie Concussion, and he was like, "That's it, I'm done."
A lot of people pronounce it Deoit.
What?
Deoit. They pronounce it Deoit.
Oh, huh.
Just saying, I've heard that.
I've heard it called Destroit.
Destroit. D-town.
D-town.
Russell, you're going with?
Carolina wins.
Homer. All right. I believe, Russ, you're up next. Mike. No, Mike's up next. Sorry. Denver is getting 6 points. So are you picking Denver plus 6 points or?
What am I taking here?
I think
there's a theme that's been running a running theme. I'm going Carolina.
Carolina. I'm going to take Denver getting plus six. Russell.
Carolina covers the six.
Carolina covers the six. Very official there.
Yeah. I'm with Russ because if Denver wins it, I think they win it by a slim margin.
Okay, so you got Carolina.
Yep.
I'm going Denver. The over under is 45. I'm up first. God. I think for Denver to win this game, it has to be under. And since I picked Denver, I'm gonna take the under. Russ?
Over.
I'm picking the over. I still think that Denver could win it in the over. And I think that Carolina still is going to get their points.
And Michael?
45 points. Campbell get that just by himself, so over.
Okay. You know, this is like if I was in Vegas, this would happen to me all the time, like on a three-team parley. I'd get the first two, and it's always the over-under that kills me. Always.
Oh.
Always. I look down and I go, Don't score, don't score, don't score. Oh, just score. You got plenty of time to score. You got five. And then they go, oh, we're going to take a knee. I go, no, no, Belichick. Belichick would throw it. Throw the ball. All right, who gets the most correct picks? And the, Russ, you're starting. Do I get the most picks, right?
Oh, I love this one. This one's funny.
Mike, who gets the most correct picks? And you get extra pick. You get extra point if you don't pick yourself. So if you say I pick Matt, I would get, and I'm right, I get 2 points.
I see. But if you pick yourself, you only get one.
I only get one.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you get a bonus point if you pick someone else, but they have to be right. They have to have the most picks. So, Russ, you're going with?
I'm going with Mike.
Mike.
What? That's a terrible pick. I was going to pick Mike. Man.
Matt, you're going with?
I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to pick Jack.
There you go. All right, there you go.
All right,
I like the confidence.
Yeah,
Mike.
I'm going off the board here. I'm going with Becky. Oh wait, I can't do that. All right.
I thought you'd pick Carolina.
I like Russ's pick of Mike, so I'm going to agree with him. I'm going to go with Mike.
All right, I'll keep the trend going. I'll pick Matt. So there.
All right.
I hope you win, Matt.
Yeah. Nobody picked Russ, so. But, you know, that's okay, because Mike is clearly the cocky SOB on the show.
Oh, I already had this dude.
You are really full of yourself tonight, Mike. I mean, you're just like...
I'm feeling good. Carolina's going to blow him out.
Okay.
All in Carolina.
He's all in the season-ending hate, because it's the end of the season. Who's going to remember it 6 or 7 months from now?
True.
If Mike crashes and burns.
Who remembers any of these picks?
Yeah.
I actually do remember the Super Bowl of the Ravens versus the 49ers, because okay. Jack and Russ were all in on 49ers, and I was all in on Ravens. So I actually do remember that one.
And it killed me. I think I had like 9 points. I got killed. And I was winning until they turned off the lights.
Yeah.
All right, who's the MVP?
Darn Beyonce ruined you.
Who's the MVP? Matt, you're up first. Who wins the MVP?
Oh, I think even if Carolina wins, they're going to give it to Peyton Manning. So
Manning MVP.
Mm-hmm. If Denver wins at all, I mean, how do they not pick Manning?
Yeah. Mike?
Brock Osweiler. No. Going Cam Newton here.
Cam Newton. I'm going to go with Manning because, as we've seen in the past, even if the quarterback doesn't really have the, let's say, Eli, and his defense wins the game for him, and this kid makes a fantastic catch, they'll still give it to the quarterback named Manning, so I'm going with Manning.
I'll go Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. All right, next page. Dun, dun,
dun. Page 5. Welcome back to Sports Talk.
Sacks, over under is 5. And I believe, Mike, you're up first, so over under, 5 sacks. This is total by both teams.
Total, wow. Seems like an easy one.
We have a good Denver defense, and we have a slow statue in Peyton Manning, so I'm going to go over.
Over.
Don't call me that.
Cam Newton's hard to bring down, but I'm going to say the over. Russell?
Under.
Under.
Do-do-do. Who wrote the book of over? I'm taking over.
Over. Peyton... Oh, this is it. Will Peyton have a pass for 34 yards or more? So it's over, under, 34, under. So 34 being the magic number. And I'm first. I'm going to say he has an over because I think a lot of his passes, the guy runs for, he throws it a yard and the guy runs for 60. So I'm going to say it's going to be one of those things, one of those deals.
Yes, me too.
Me too says over.
Yeah, I think it's risky, but I'm going to say yes, and only because I think that they might be in a situation where they got to go for the deep pass, or they might try to catch Carolina off.
Now, wait a minute. What if it's an interception? Does that count?
Ooh, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, just throwing it up. Mike?
I say Payne's longest pass would be 15 yards. So I'm going to go no.
Under.
I think Mike's actually pandering to the Patriots crowd in this episode. So, Patriots fans, enjoy Mike.
I'm sure they do not want Peyton Manning to win this.
No.
I'm sure they do not want to move this.
One time I'm appealing to Patriots fans.
Jonathan Stewart, does he rush for more than 66.5 yards? Russ, you're up first.
Yes.
Yes. Matt.
I'm going to say...
Remember, Matt, I picked you to win the total point, so you need to start thinking about your picks.
Stop messing around with them. I'm gonna say no, actually. No.
All right.
Defense, no.
And, of course, Mike thinks he's going to rush for 200 yards because he's on Carolina.
Well, actually, he can't go, like, two quarters back and injured, so I'm going to say no.
No. Oh, wow.
Anybody
in front of a fantasy football knows this.
I'm also going no. Archie Manning. Well, how many times will we see Archie Manning? Matt, you're up first. The spread is 1.5 times. I don't know how we can see half a Manning.
I know. I was going to actually pick 2.75 times. So
basically, it's either one or two. So do we see him twice? Do we see him?
I think we see him twice. Yep. I think we see him twice.
You're going over.
I think we see him at early on, and then I think we see him probably in the fourth quarter when his son loses. I mean, wins.
Wins.
I hope he wins.
And Mike,
what about if he's in a commercial?
No, commercials with Archie Manning don't count.
No,
it has to be
in
the Super Bowl.
In a commercial for 20 years. Let me go over.
No, he was in a commercial on ESPN with his.
He was.
Two brothers were, and they were picking on each other. Son. Yeah.
Pedro.
He's Pedro Manning.
I'm going two or more.
So we all went over?
Yeah.
Okay. Viewers. Will there be 117 million or more viewers? And I believe, who's up first? Is it me?
It would be Mike.
Mike.
And I will say yes, over.
I'm going to say over because there'll be Patriots fans rooting against Denver. There'll be people getting in to root against Cam Newton. And there'll be people that come in to watch Peyton Manning's what potentially could be his last game. I think we'll get up like I think it's like 127 million people watch this game.
Hey, how many are left?
127. Now we got like six. We got six left. Five left. Three left. So I'm going over.
Russ,
over.
I'm going over two.
Over to.
I definitely think there's a lot of people who watch this.
Will Peyton Manning cry? Russell, you're up. And it actually has to be tears. None of this.
No sweat being wiped.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to say no. He is a man.
Yep.
I mean, sometimes he cries to his wife at night about HGH. But anyway.
Mike.
I'll say no because. He could be crying over being benched, but I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no because his name is not Tom Brady.
Whoa.
I'm just
shots
kidding.
Fired. Shots
I'm,
fired.
I'm people. Just kidding. I said something nice about him earlier in the game. For the last question, this will make Russ happy. The last question of the night. The last question.
Well, actually, it's the penultimate, so it's second to last. But go ahead, Jack.
Is there another question?
No, I'm just messing with
you. I think, Matt, you're up first. What color will the Gatorade be that gets poured over the winning person, whoever, the coach? It would be Crazy Eyes Ron Rivera.
Yeah. Now, it is in San Francisco, so, you know, maybe it's San Francisco colors. I don't think it's going to be red, though. I think it's going to be clear. Going with the...
Whoa, off the board here.
Wait, no, isn't it white? White is clear, right? Or are we just saying white? Maybe I should say white.
Is there clear Gatorade? No. That's called water, isn't it?
I think there's a frost called frost.
Yeah, frost. That's the color that I'm going for.
You're going
with
the
right?
Frost? Okay.
Yeah, it's not milk.
Change it up here. Shocking us with the last pick.
I should have picked orange, but
I'm going with the frost.
Frost.
Matt, well, I'm going orange. So aren't you glad I picked that? Saving all my bad news from last year.
If Denver wins, it's going to be orange, right?
Yeah, I'm going orange.
I'm gonna go orange. Well, you know what? No, I gotta break up the picks here because I gotta catch up. I'm gonna go red.
Oh.
I'm gonna go red. Just throwing it out there, red.
Yeah, we've already made these picks. I just want to make you so nobody can change these. Reason I picked frost was because people don't like to get their stuff covered in orange Gatorade. Okay, so you know that's why.
Why don't you just go the lime? The classic lime color.
Oh, the lime color. Wait. Darn it.
Too late. Picks are in.
All right. Russ, go see the Reverend. I hope you like there's a bear Thanks. Part, I guess. Something right, not boys. Native.
Is it a California bear?
Thanks for joining us, Russ.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Russ is out of here. All right, guys. That's our show for today. Today, hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. Are we going to come back next week and just talk over the picks? Talk about the Super Bowl, maybe?
We'll come back for a whole episode dedicated to the patrons.
The Walking Dead show.
Oh yeah, the Walking Dead.
When is the Walking Dead?
I think after
Super
the 14th.
Bowl.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, the 14th.
So we have a week or so.
Yeah, I think we don't. We'll do a post Super Bowl show, right?
Yeah, we'll do post Super Bowl. We'll pick a day, find a day that's good for everybody, and we'll do the show.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
We talk about Super Bowl. Talk about the commercials. Talk about we got to tally up who wins this season. You know, for the longest time, I thought I was done.
And hey, you might make the miraculous comeback by picking me.
I'm only eight down now.
Yeah, and apparently Mike and Russ are tied. So.
Right. And you're one behind.
Yeah. So it's really anybody's game, but you know, Mike, he pretty much sewed it up by picking all Carolina.
Yeah.
But except for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's done.
It could come back to bite him in the backside. I'd like to thank everybody that's joined us on the chat. Sorry, I couldn't get in. I don't know why the chat's not working for me, but
Tucker, Becky, Natalie, and also would like to thank Tech from Tokyo.
And
Eckhart Richter Glatfelter.
Eckhart Richter Glatfelter.
Our notable patrons.
Yeah.
Patrons.
And we have, if you want to check out all the podcasts, they're on the Whole Enchilada feed on iTunes. Just go Jay and Jack Whole Enchilada. And there's
it's like one big burrito with, you know, all the sides.
It's a beefy, thick burrito.
With avocados and sour cream, if you want that.
I don't like sour cream.
Okay. Maybe some black beans.
Nope, don't want those either.
Oh, tomatoes?
Yeah, I'll take tomatoes.
But, you know, my son, he likes tacos, but he has to make it very clear he does not like spicy tacos.
Spicy tacos?
Spicy, and he says
spicy tacos.
He's like... Makes it very clear. Keep in mind, my son is 5, so we have to go through this taco rule book every time we eat tacos.
Tell him put ketchup on it.
That's a good idea. I'll remember that next time.
I put ketchup on my tacos. I put salsa and ketchup on there.
He's very worried about spicy tacos.
I don't know if I told this story, but we went to this Mexican restaurant here, San Jose's. And they put the salsa in front of me. I had like two bowls of salsa with the chips. So they bring like these three sauces for my carne asado tacos, and I pour it in there. I thought, oh, this is the mild one. So I pour it in there. It wasn't the mild one. It was the really, really hot one. And, of course, I made the mistake of getting the beer and drinking the beer right away, which only makes it hotter. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the beer.
I literally could not. It was like burning my mouth. And my daughter goes, are you going to finish that? I go, yeah, I only get three. So I ate it, was like, oh, the whole time, the first one, and then after that I put some just regular salsa on it. But that was bad. That was bad. And then we went to a Chinese restaurant about 2 months ago down the street, and they had this sauce, and my daughter tried it, and I thought she was just being drama queen. And she goes, oh, my God, it was the worst tasting thing in the world. So I was the last person. I go, you guys are just being jerks. So I go, you know how sometimes you just say, I'll suck it up, and I dipped it in there. I took a bite. I don't know what it was. It was the worst tasting thing I've ever tasted in my life. I mean, it was god awful. I don't know what it was. It was some kind of mustard stuff, but it was so bad. I don't like mustard anyway.
It was probably something imported from Boston.
It could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers from Tom Brady's pillow.
Oh, they were god awful though. So right up there with the blood of a dragon.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our show for today. I know Matt has to get up early tomorrow. I have to get up early tomorrow. I have my grandson all day tomorrow, which is a blessing for me.
Yes.
And Mike has to do whatever Mike does tomorrow. Concert?
Not a concert till Saturday. I'm on a vacation mode for 3 days.
Wow. How are you managing that? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I did go to 16 shows in January, so that was pretty good. 16. So it's nice to have a little rest.
Yeah, you can use a break.
Yeah.
I still think you should do a concert podcast where you just talk about concerts.
Yeah, give them reviews. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that like to get reviewed about stuff.
Right.
So
Becky will be joining me for the concert podcast next week.
There you go.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah, all the concerts all the time from Trump Plaza. Anyway, that's our show. what do I usually say? Great show, kid.
Great Scott.
In the middle.
Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Sadly, see you next week.
Bye, guys. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Bye.
Thanks, you too.